This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, May 12th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, commentator Amy Guida and her Legal Issues in the News explores the law that allows women to abandon babies, newborn babies, at fire and police stations. Also get a forecast for the week ahead from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, today's news. Closing arguments are scheduled to begin today in the fraud trial of political fundraiser Tony Rezko. Robert Wildebor has more.
Prosecutors will present their arguments first. That could potentially take the entire day today. They have to put 7 weeks of testimony into context for jurors. One question they'll likely address is just how close were Tony Rezko and the government's star witness, Stuart Levine? Defense attorneys have suggested that Levine was a corrupt businessman who acted alone and is now pointing the finger at Rezko just to give prosecutors a bigger fish and get a lighter sentence for his own crimes. But to show the two had a close relationship, prosecutors tallied up phone calls between Rezko and Levine. Prosecution exhibits show that during the alleged scheme, the two called each other 50, 60, sometimes 70 times a month. I'm Robert Wildebor.
The Illinois House approved two changes to the state's constitution in this legislative session, but neither went anywhere in the Illinois Senate, and now it's too late for that to change. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, advocates say there's another way to accomplish their mission.
The House passed one measure that representatives say would have improved the flawed way legislative districts are drawn. The other, highly publicized one, could have given voters the opportunity to recall unpopular elected officials. But with a deadline having passed to get either on the ballot this fall, there could be another way. Representative Jack Franks, the Woodstock Democrat who sponsored the recall measure, says voters will have a chance to call for a total do-over of the Constitution in November, when they can call for a constitutional convention. Frank says then voters can send a message to the governor and to legislative leaders.
They underestimate how upset the citizens are and how much people want change and how much they demand change and how much we need change. And I think they'll see that at the ballot box in November.
Critics say opening up the Constitution to an overhaul could leave Illinois in worse shape, not better. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An updated web-based program for Medicaid patients could mean eventually better care. State officials say they've made improvements to the medical electronic data interchange. It's a web portal that catalogs patient data like medication and immunization histories, lab orders, and hospitalizations. More than 2.2 million Illinois patients are enrolled in Medicaid. The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services says it's launched an updated version of a web portal to reduce medical errors. Officials say the database also helps reduce redundant care, especially when someone's seeing more than one doctor. The double whammy of rising oil prices and rising food prices is hurting more than just Americans. Commodity price spikes have created food crises in many parts of the world, with the specter of more instability to come if prices keep going up and more land is dedicated to growing biofuel crops. A conference that starts today at the University of Illinois will explore the problem. It's sponsored in part by the university's Women and Gender and Global Perspectives program. Its director, economist Gail Summerfield, says the Economic Balancing Act could possibly affect women in developing countries disproportionately, since many small farmers are women.
If we look at the producers of food crops and biofuel crops, then we start talking about, are women as well as men growing these? What kind of crops do they benefit from? What kind of employment opportunities do they benefit from? And what kind of costs do they bear?
Summerfield says past economic restructuring policies sometimes squeezed women who split subsistence and money crop farming duties with men in many societies. The conference runs through tomorrow at the U of I's ACES Library. Local government officials began planning for an Interstate 57 interchange at Curtis Road near Champaign as far back as 1992. Now the Illinois Department of Transportation says the interchange will open this Friday. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The Curtis Road interchange was supposed to open last fall, but an early winter delayed the final work until the spring. Meanwhile, IDOT construction engineer Kenzel Garnett says he's been getting three or four calls a week on when the interchange will finally open.
Believe it or not, I received a phone call from a lady that is going to be traveling to see her daughter. She said, I knew that the paper said that there was a possibility that it was going to be open, and that'd be great if it was opened up by Mother's Day.
Although they missed Mother's Day, Garnett says IDOT will have the Curtis Road interchange open this Friday, weather permitting, with signs along I-57 telling motorists about their new option. The Curtis Road interchange will provide easy access from I-57 to Champaign, Savoy, and U of I sporting events. And Champaign City planners expect the interchange to spur new development on the southwest edge of the city. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscasts online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. It's the stuff of fiction. A young mother leaves her newborn baby in the hands of firefighters at a local firehouse. But this story is not only real, the act at its heart is absolutely legal. Commentator Amy Guida explains the particulars of the Abandoned Newborn Infant Protection Act in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Just 1 week before Mother's Day this year, a teenager handed her newborn baby boy, not more than a few hours old, to workers at a fire station in Chicago. The young mother then promptly left. But firefighters didn't track her down or call police with her description. Instead, they notified a local hospital. That's because relinquishing a newborn in that fashion is perfectly legal in Illinois. A baby who's no more than 7 days old can be left at a fire station, a police station, a hospital, or an emergency care facility in Illinois, and the parent needn't worry about criminal penalties as long as the baby wasn't abused. That's because of a law known as the Illinois Abandoned Infant Protection Act. A public relations campaign promotes it as a no-shame, no-blame, no-names way of handing over an infant. And that's precisely the idea behind the law. Once a baby is left in the hands of firefighters or police or medical workers, like the baby left at the Chicago fire station in early May, things promptly swing into action. First, as long as the baby hasn't been abused or neglected, the substitute caregivers can't try to track down the parent. She or he can maintain anonymity under the statute, and the law makes clear that anyone leaving a child in such a way can't be accused of child neglect or child endangerment or investigated in any way. Moreover, no one's supposed to publicly disclose any information regarding the individuals involved. Second, the substitute caregivers must make arrangements to have the child cared for medically. There's also a check to be sure that the baby isn't a missing child. And third, once the newborn is deemed healthy, the state must begin to make suitable custody arrangements. Under the statute, there's a presumption that handing over an infant means that the parent consents to have parental rights terminated. That presumption can be overcome, but within certain limitations. And there's also a search of the putative father registry in an attempt to contact the father before any adoption. Safe haven laws have their critics. Some argue that the laws run roughshod over the rights of fathers who might be willing to take responsibility. Others contend that the laws have relatively little practical impact and carry an ulterior pro-life symbolism. But there's some indication that the Illinois Act is working. The Chicago-based Save Abandoned Babies Foundation reports that 43 infants have been left in the hands of firefighters or police or medical personnel since the act became law in 2001. Apparently, not all new parents have gotten or heeded the message, though. Nearly 50 babies were left in unsafe places over the same time period, and about half of those babies died. Yet there's reason to hope that those numbers may be shrinking. A new part of the statute, passed late last summer, mandates that police and fire stations, hospitals, and emergency medical providers post signs in conspicuous places on the outside of their buildings explaining the program. Save Abandoned Babies likes to think that's why nobody's abandoned a baby illegally in Illinois since August 2007. So a young Chicago mother celebrated Mother's Day this year without her newborn. But for those who've supported the Illinois Abandoned Infant Protection Act since its inception in 2001, that's reason to celebrate. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. We have a more stable weather pattern moving in for this week after the high winds and cold temperatures of this past weekend. It'll be mostly sunny today across the two-state area, with highs ranging from 55 near Lake Michigan and northwest Indiana to 72 in far southern Illinois. Mike Sola says for tonight, skies will remain clear. We'll have lows ranging from near 40 in northeast Indiana to 52 in western Illinois. And for tomorrow, sunshine early with clouds increasing from west to east during the afternoon, and high temperatures in the low to middle 70s. 65 the forecast high for Champaign-Urbana today, 48 the low, and then sunny, breezy, warmer, 75 for tomorrow. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms moves in Tuesday night and into Wednesday, with Wednesday's high 72. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, May 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.